You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We are now joined by Dominic Tromboli, a.k.a. old mate Dom Sensitive. How are we doing this morning, Dom?
Hey, Zach, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty chill, man. Just in the cozy studio here. You're in what looks like an office, some kind of mining office or like a quarry office you mentioned.
Yeah, it's just a set. I'm actually in my bedroom, but
really,
I make it look like this so that more interesting.
Oh, with the high vis and everything, it looks like you're about to go into the mines and do some stuff. Oh, crack up. How's the temperature over in Adelaide at the moment? Is it pretty cook? Is it pretty groovy?
It's pretty cool. I just actually turned the heater off because I was just getting a bit warm in here.
Mm.
So I'm comfortable, but I think it may be a bit cold outside.
Australians talk about cold, I always think, like, you don't know anything. you know shit. Anyway, we had to talk about your latest single, R&D, under your name, Dom Sensitive, which is the debut single for this moniker you have, this new persona. Are you a big fan of research and development?
Yeah, I think so. I think, especially, you know, if you're researching the right stuff, if you're pointing it in the right direction, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Gotta grow, gotta learn.
For sure. I think a big problem with a lot of, goodness gracious, a lot of corporations these days is that they're not putting any money into R&D, and they're all just cycling through the same products with very minor improvements. So that's something that you reminded me of on this song. What genre would you say that this track falls into? Because I couldn't categorize it to save my life.
I don't know, really. I think it's kind of like hip hop.
Definitely hip hop-y, yeah.
Yeah. So it's my best attempt at making a hip hop track anyway.
It's a great track. I'm curious, who is the sample at the 140 mark? There's a dude talking about R&D. Who is that?
That is some person interviewing John Cale, I believe, on Australian radio at some point.
Ah, crack up. Is that a kind of a business guy, John Cale?
No, he's like one of the members of the Velvet Underground.
Oh, okay. I'm not too familiar with that band. Oh, that's crack up. How did you find that radio interview?
I spent probably too much time just watching YouTube videos of very random stuff, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Typical internet surf, just takes you anywhere you want. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, crack up. You made the single and the entire record in a studio exclusively after dark. Is this how you usually record your music, after dark, after hours?
I mean, that's probably when a lot of it gets done, Zach, probably, but it's not exclusively.
Oh, not exclusively. Okay.
No. On this record, though, we did, because it's just the way it worked, you know, with our schedules and stuff, and we could have a little... We were just tackling one track at a time, so it was quite easy to just to lean into it and spend all night. And yeah,
how does working in the night at a studio compare to working in the day? Does it lean to some more creative ideas? Does it change your songwriting or your production skills at all?
I think so. I mean, I think you probably get less distractions because, you know, you're not getting as many phone calls from the outside world, or probably less people are likely to visit, those kinds of things. So you maybe concentrate. You get to concentrate a bit deeper.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. That's real sick. We've talked about hip-hop earlier. Now, you've talked about approaching Jizz's gritty kind of bottom end on this track. Personally, I get a lot of Danger Mouse kind of vibes on here. Are there any other hip-hop producers that you're drawing inspiration from on R&D?
Nah, it's pretty much... Well, it'll just be, I think, that track, the Jizza track on Fourth Chamber, I think. It's all produced by RZA.
RZA.
Yeah, it's like all of his stuff, like, you know, all of early Wu-Tang production. And there was that other group, Grave Diggers, that he produced a bunch of tracks for. Like, I think, yeah, he's just, that sound is really cool, that vintage kind of gritty, sort of, yeah, rough sounding production.
Kind of boom. Yeah, boom beppy kind of cutthroat kind of vibe. Are you familiar with the modern group Griselda?
No.
So they're kind of modern, people have likened them to the Wu-Tang Clan, just in terms of their production. They've got two excellent producers called Derringer and Beat Butcher who make very, kind of like you say, murdery, cold, kind of instrumentals in the RZA kind of fashion. I think you might get a little bit out of it if you listen to them.
Yeah, cool. Check it out. Thank you.
Now, there's a line on the song about quoting Dostoevsky. Have you got any favourites from the man?
No, like I said, I think that'll be too depressing for radio, Zach.
I'm just on a Dostoevsky quote page right now, and most of them are pretty heady, and they are a little bit depressing. one thing I found that sounds good is it takes something more than intelligence to act intelligently, which is from Crime and Punishment. Have you got a favourite Dostoevsky book?
Probably the Brothers Karamazov.
Good stuff. I've never read any, so I have no idea. But yeah. Yeah. Cool. And when you were writing the lyrics for this thing, how did you approach that? Because the lyrics here seem so disjointed.
Yeah, I think I like to, like, just take it one line at a time, and then you can change the subject as often as you like, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's probably what you're getting there, I guess. It's not really trying to, like, write a thesis on one particular thing. I guess it's just a bunch of different stuff all over the place.
Yeah, just shape-shifting all the time. It's real cool stuff, eh? You're dropping the... is it an album or an LP under this project, Dumb Sensitive?
Yeah, it's an album, yeah. An LP, like a full 12-inch record, yeah.
Mean. And that's coming out later this year, correct? Leather Trim, is the name?
That's it, yeah. Leather Trim is coming out on Dinosaur City and in September, mm-hmm. I think, towards... So I'm pretty excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be giving a wee Australian tour?
I think probably play a few shows around the place, yeah. Nice. I don't know, like the idea of calling it a tour, it sounds too much pressure.
A bit of a label, yeah, it's a bit much. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show this morning. It was great having you.
No, thanks for having me, Zach, and have a great day.
Yeah, likewise, man. Likewise. Lovely to have you. Take care.
See ya.
See ya. All right, that was Dom Sensitive talking about their new single, R&D, which you can find on Spotify. We're going to play it for all you lovely souls. It is currently 10:11 here on the Radio 1 Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi Late Breakfast program. I'll see you all later.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.